curious what you think of Clay Matthews on the inside and how much Green Bay has used him, moving him inside as opposed to outside, and how that role affects the Green Bay defense, if there's been any real noticeable changes from your standpoint.
Well, he's a versatile guy. There's no question about it. And we need to know where he's at on each snap. You know, he's not just in one place. That's for certain. You know, I think that to me, no matter where he's at, if he's inside off the line, if he's on the line of scrimmage playing a linebacker position, or if he's in, you know, their sub packages playing an end, or in a pass rush position, he's a very good football player. Certainly we're going to have a lot of guys that are going to need to be ready to handle him, you know, in protection, because not just one person's responsibility, based on the fact that he lines up so many different spots. So it'll be a big challenge for us. He's part of a really, really good unit that we're getting ready for. And obviously he's been a good player for a long time, and I'm sure it'll be a big challenge for us on Sunday.
Okay, thank you.
Next question from Ben Bolin, followed by Phil Perry.
Good morning, Josh. Just wondering,
good morning, Ben.
What do you think? What do you think Jimmy Garoppolo has been able to accomplish, and what has he gotten out of this season since the regular season began? Obviously, Tom Brady takes most of the reps in practice, but what do you think Jimmy Garoppolo has been able to do this season and in the limited reps he's gotten in the games?
Well, I think every young player, you know, that comes in their rookie season, they go through it's a process of a lot of firsts. And for Jimmy, you know, each week's a different week, you know, and he's getting to look at a different defense that he's never seen, you know, this week, based on the teams we've already played and prepared for. He works extremely hard, tries to prepare himself to be ready to play each week, goes through the same type of preparation, you know, in terms of film and meetings and tests and those types of things that the rest of our players do. And hopefully, you know, he's improving and learning, you know, about the, you know, about the league and the opponent that we play each week. Which can only make him, you know, better and more prepared, you know, if and when we need him to get in there and play.
Thank you.
Hi, Josh. This isn't necessarily something you guys have run into lately because the offensive output has been good, but I'm wondering, when you game plan and you come into a game, how you might strike the balance between, if something isn't working, how you strike a balance between sticking with it, you know, you feel like maybe it's just missing, or deciding to switch things up completely. Is that a tough balance to strike? How do you handle that if something doesn't work early in the game?
Well, I think you have to make quick decisions on game day about things like that. And if something comes up, it's not necessarily providing the same level of production that you were hoping for or that you thought you'd get from it, I think you need to decide, first of all, whether or not it's you know, something that you need to there's something small that you need to fix to make it more productive, or if it's something that the other team is doing that's totally going to take that away from you potentially for the entire day. So I think each one is an individual conversation. Each game plan would be, you know, different for us, different for them, and the variables are many in terms of what may cause a problem during the course of, you know, the beginning of the game, the first quarter, whatever it may be, the first half. And you just got to make quick decisions about whether or not, you know what, this is not worth continuing to try based on what they're doing, or if we just do this a little bit better, we're gonna find some production with it. So you always have enough in there that, you know, if you have to go away from something, that you're going to be okay. And at the same time, you know, you work awful hard to try to make these things go during the week. And if it's just something that we didn't quite execute well enough, you'd love to be able to come to the sideline and coach it up and, you know, show the group, you know, what we maybe had to do better to fix it, and then go out there and do it right the next time.
Thanks, Stacey. Hey, Josh, I wanted to ask you, what in your opinion makes Brandon LaFell such a good receiver, and why has he been such a good fit in your offense this season?
Brandon, you know, he came in here in the spring with a great attitude. You know, was involved in the off-season program, was out there every day, you know, in OTAs and training camp, and really works hard at his craft. He's a professional, does a great job of being available for us to work before, after practice, whatever it may be. He wants to learn and wants to get better, and you can see that with his preparation each week. And he's really, really tough. He's a tough guy that does a lot of things well at the position. He's tough to bring down once he has the ball. He's a physical route runner. He's got strong hands. He's willing to block and do those types of things that sometimes go unnoticed. And, you know, he's a very unselfish player. So I think he's just a guy that has embraced his role, whatever it may be, on a week-to-week basis, has worked as hard as he can to get himself ready to be productive in that role. And you know, when he's had his opportunities, he's made the most of them.
Thanks, Stacey. Hi, Josh. Good afternoon. How are you?
Good. How are you doing, Bob?
Pretty good, thanks. Josh, two quick and related questions. According to the Minnesota play-by-play guys, they are tops in the league in terms of takeaways to giveaways. Is there anything that below the obvious, you know, Clay and the Peppers are so dynamic that they're doing so well that make that happen? And more of a bigger picture question, but not too deep. Is there anything about that that's led to the Packers playing so well over the last several weeks?
You're talking about the turnovers?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we all know how important turnovers are to the outcome of most games in this league.
Sure.
They've done a better job of taking the ball away than everybody else has. That's going to be a great challenge for us on Sunday because we got to do a good job of taking care of it. We can't give them extra possessions on offense, and you know, can't allow them. They've taken the ball away and scored a number of times as well. So you know, they have a good rush. They disrupt the quarterback in the pocket. They've created some strip sack opportunities for themselves. Their secondary covers very well and tight on the receivers and tight ends and backs, and you know, sometimes force the quarterback to hold the ball longer than you want them to because of it. Their group in the back end has done a good job of catching the ball when they've had some tipped passes or you know, high throws over the middle. They've done a good job of taking advantage of those opportunities in the secondary. And you know, it's a group that puts a lot of pressure on you. They do a lot of different things. They, you know, you really got to do a good job of communicating and being on the same page. And if you're not, they can really take advantage of you. And they've done that very well so far this year. So, no question, the turnovers are going to be, you know, an important part of this game and our preparation this week. We got to do a good job of trying to limit the opportunities that they have to create those and try to play good football for four quarters on Sunday.